Okie dokie. So, this morning I spoke a little bit about two of our best friends in meditation, restlessness and sleepiness. And I say best friends because if you treat your mind and body as a friend, then meditation becomes so much more easy. We don't approach the hindrances with ill will, but we approach them as something we can learn from. Please always take that attitude in your meditation, that this is an opportunity for growth, whatever might happen, and never see it as a struggle, something you have to get through. So, just to summarize briefly what I think I said this morning about those two hindrances is, first, sleepiness can be come from different causes. And often it's just because we're tired. And the best thing to do is then just to rest, maybe sleep a little bit longer, or sometimes even in meditation, just allow yourself to nod off a little bit. That's okay. Often that actually surprisingly helpful. Sometimes sleepiness comes from boredom, though, and then it's a little bit more what the Buddha might call unwholesome, because you're actually not interested in the present moment. When that happens, can be very helpful to brighten the mind somehow. For example, by creating joy and interest with what is happening. I gave the example of, yeah, breathing in, super nice, breathing out, really nice. That's one way to deal with that kind of sleepiness that comes from boredom. The Buddha gave, as I said, many other ways to deal with sleepiness, like pulling your earlobes, as I said. But some other ways, I'll just mention them briefly because you might use them. Some other ways he gave is to imagine light inside of your mind or outside. For example, right now we're sitting in this hall. The lights are off, so it's all a bit dim. And then you even close your eyes, so it's even darker. And when we close our eyes and things are dark, what is the natural response of the mind? Nap time. Time for a sleep, right? Well, that is in nighttime, that's okay. But when you meditate and you want to be aware, sometimes you can counter that inclination of the mind by imagining that it's actually a very bright day outside. Like you're sitting in the middle of a sunny garden or something like that. The perception of light can be very helpful, especially in a setting like this. And then it's like, there's even these receptors or something in your eye that or in your, I don't know where they are actually, I'm trying to be biologist, but I don't know how it actually works, but these receptors that tell your body that it's time to go to bed at nighttime. But you can sort of trick your body to keep awake by imagining that it's light. And I use that myself quite a bit as well sometimes. I'll give you one other way to meditate when you're sleepy. It's to do walking meditation instead of sitting meditation. It's very hard to fall asleep when you're walking. If you do, you'll just walk into the wall or something. So walking meditation you can do in the rooms to the side of the hall and also in the back. And you've got these mats there and you can slowly walk up and down and pay attention to what it feels like to be walking. Or you can also do other meditation methods while you're walking. For those of you who might know, like loving kindness meditation, you can of course also do while walking. And sometimes really helpful to have different postures to meditate in. So there is sleepiness. And about restlessness, I didn't talk in too much detail, but I gave you a guided meditation of relaxing the body. Because when we relax the body, we can also relax the mind at the same time. And I'll probably talk much more about restlessness during other talks, but now it's time for a guided meditation, and I will again guide you in relaxing the body, but I'll do it a little bit differently than this morning, and you'll see what I mean. But just before we start, I have a little small announcement. Probably the retreat managers already told you, but if you have any questions about meditation or maybe other Buddhist topics that might be related, which might be addressed through meditation, then you can put them on a piece of paper and put in a basket that's outside of the hall. And I will answer them, or try my best anyway, during the questions and answer sessions in the evening. Because of this retreat is only 5 days, and there's many of you, I cannot do individual interviews with everybody. However, if you're really, really struggling and really, really need a chat, and you don't want to ask your question on a piece of paper, then contact one of the retreat managers, and they'll might be able to arrange something. Yeah. So, having said that, let's do some meditation. We will meditate for about 45 or 50 minutes, let's say. Yeah, 50 minutes, 50. If that for some reason is too long for you, then of course you can just open your eyes halfway through and just sit there. But even that is uncomfortable and you need to leave, you are allowed to do that, but please be like a ninja, you know, when you leave the hall. Be really, really quiet, okay? So you don't disturb anybody else. All right. So please, again, assume a nice posture that you can sit in comfortably. Just take a minute to check in with all those important parts of the body that might not be positioned properly for meditation, like the angle of your back, the way your legs are positioned. And just adjust as necessary. Don't rush the start of meditation. You can consider positioning your body properly like a good investment for the coming 50 minutes. And as you position your body, also really arrive in this present moment, this place and point in time. Still only the beginning of the retreat, so you might still have some of that traveling energy within you, by which I mean going from place to place. So really let it sink in that you are here now. This meditation center and this hall, it's like your home. Nowhere else to go, nothing else to do. There's nothing to worry about. Be taken good care of here. Not a good way to arrive in the present moment is just to let it come to you. Whatever's happening right now, the sound of the air conditioning, the wind of the air conditioning you might feel, the sound of my voice, just let it come to you. And realize that this is the only moment that we are actually really alive. We don't live in the future. The future is just an imagination. We don't live in the past either. The past is gone. This moment is all we have. And because right now there's nothing we need to plan, why not just be here and really take this moment in? and you can, if you want, just stay with the moment in this hall, the sound of the air conditioning and so forth, if you find that very relaxing. If you want, you can also follow my instructions further to relax the body. First, just ask yourself, what does the body feel like at this moment? This is a question without judgment. We're just interested to know what's going on in the body. Some of you might have a little bit of a bad relationship, as it were, with the body, because it's sick, or maybe you have chronic pains, or whatever. But with this question, try to be just neutral, or even kind towards the body. What does it feel like? When we ask this question, usually the first answers that come up are about painful or stressful areas, like my neck is in pain, my knee is in pain, for example. And that is what we did this morning, to try to relax those areas. What we can also do, what we'll do right now, is start with areas that are already pretty relaxed and calm, see if we can expand those calm feelings to other parts of the body. So in a way, we focus more on the positive feelings in the body. So ask yourself, what part of my body feels pretty relaxed right now? It might just be a tiny part of your body, maybe just your big toe or something. Maybe just your lower arms, or just your sides, or anything. But there will always be a part of the body that's more relaxed than the rest. Really get in touch with that part of your body. What does it feel like to have a relaxed, calm part of your body. And what exactly is the feeling that told you that it is relaxed? See if you can focus in on that feeling and for a moment ignore the more painful parts of your body. Maybe somehow with your mind you can make that relaxed part of your body even more relaxed. During this, sometimes you might get distracted and have to refocus on a relaxed part of your body or choose a different part. That's okay. Now see if you can slowly spread that relaxation from that part of your body outwards, by which I mean towards other parts of your body that are near it. And choose those parts of the body that are easiest to relax. Don't start with the most painful ones. We leave those for last. And as you spread that feeling of relaxation, there's no need to rush it. You can even stop for a while and just enjoy whatever relaxation you've already reached in part of your body and appreciate the ability to just sit here and relax the body. You might even, if you feel necessary, just go back a bit if you went too quickly with spreading your relaxation. Slowly but surely, step by step, include more of your body in that relaxed area. It's like a massage that starts at one place and slowly works outwards to include more and more of the body. And if this is difficult for you, maybe because of a certain relationship you have with your body, again, you can also just focus on the sound of the air conditioning or other things happening right now. But for those of you who are still with your body, see if you can now also start including the more painful parts of your body. Maybe those parts of your body which you always feel a bit ill will towards because they never seem to relax. See if you can include those too and relax them a bit more. There's no need to keep tension in your muscles. Just surrender them to gravity. And if you are able to do this, it might take some practice, but over the years, this is a very good tool to keep your body more healthy and to save energy and reduce a lot of stress and anxiety. I will now be quiet for the next 20 minutes. You can continue relaxing your body, or just be in the present moment, or do any other type of meditation that you feel is appropriate right now. And after 20 minutes, I will guide you out of the meditation. We've been sitting here for almost an hour now, so your mind may have drifted off a little bit. Your body may have gotten a bit tense again, but for the next few minutes, as we end this meditation, see if you can refocus once more and relax your body once more as much as you can. And you might find, perhaps, that it's much more easy than before. Always try to end each meditation session on some kind of a positive note. Don't exit your meditation being annoyed that it didn't work or feeling more tense than before. So for this session, just end by finding at least some part of your body that still feels calm and relaxed. And sending some gratitude and kindness towards that. That part of your body which for you feels quite relaxed. Other people may have a lot of pain in, or even sicknesses. But for you, at least that part of your body is pretty okay. So we can be grateful for that. And also grateful for whatever other relaxation we might have found during this meditation. Knowing that the nature of the body is to never be completely at ease. So we just do our best to relax it as much as we can. Find some peace in this moment. I will now invite the bell 3 times to end this meditation, and at the end of the 3rd gong, it's time to open your eyes and come back into this hall and end the meditation. Okay, please don't forget that any questions you can put in the box outside, and we'll see if this evening there might be some answers, who knows. By the way, I don't have to be the first to leave the hall, so anybody can leave at any time after the meditation.